Originally published on 14th of July 2016. Given the worldwide disgust for Donald Trump, it can surely be envisaged that the USA would have a tough time maintaining its position as the most sought-after country in the world. His dire lack of understanding of foreign affairs and foul-mouthing is the main cause of this disgust, which unfortunately is not limited only to the people at the helm of affairs, but also common people at large. His demeanor, his abrasive communication style, his hairdo, and even his shady business practices are all under the minute scrutiny of these people. Those in his camp, trying their best to get him elected, would surely have to cut a sorry figure, should he be elected, though he has but a fairly remote possibility, for it would be a travesty. Justice Ruth Ginsburg's recent remarks are just the tip of the iceberg. Another impending factor is his selection of a VP should he pick someone like Newt Gingrich, who is known for his intransigence and confrontational politics, would be like committing suicide. Even the selection of Chris Christie would not sit very well. He sure would need someone with a softer image, astute, intelligent. She, however, is a well-trained international affairs personality, to brighten his chances, if at all, at the home front and internationally. Hillary, though hugely favored by the establishment, Wall Street, and corporate America, also has some challenges but of different nature. She is blessed in the sense that numerous forces are working to keep her troubles smothered. She, however, most probably, would not be able to extend democratic rule for 16 years. Despite excessive compromises, she might not be able to fulfill most of her campaign promises. She would be truncated to like a lame duck president, even in her first term. That would be regardless of the fact that some Republicans clandestinely wanted her to become the next president, for they do not want to endorse and work with Donald Trump at any cost. That, however, would not mean that she would be given a free hand. Email issues will keep her dodged. Although she is a shrewd politician, would not be able to gain the unwavering support of many even in her own party. She would not only abandon the custodian of Obama legacy/agenda position, but may also work with Republicans to undo some of its components. Clinton sure would become richer, whereas Chelsea and her hubby, most likely, would land highly coveted positions. Chelsea may even dash into politics. Obama's nominated Supreme Court judge, most likely, would not be confirmed. Bernie Sanders today on the 12th of July 2016 endorsed Hillary Clinton, which will send a wave of disappointment and disgust in his supporters, for Hillary was never their choice. Young voters, most likely, would stay away from the elections altogether, which may favor Trump. Hillary will keep nodding her head to Bernie's speech as many times as she has to. Once elected, it will be a different ballgame. Bernie has proved to be the worst hope dasher in the recent electoral history of the USA. His strategic blunder, most likely, was playing a nice guy with Madam Secretary. President Obama has severely compromised the dignity of the office of the president by supporting Hillary Clinton. Her bungling of Benghazi's situation, being swept under the carpet, is a blatant example of the rich protecting rich. Had the whole world not been accusing the corrupt politicians of the third world of the same thing until yesterday? The president should have stayed above the fray. He stooped down grotesquely from his mantle. He simply borrowed a page from the Manual of Dirty Politics of the Third World. Does this not tell us where we are heading as a nation? Wake up, fellows. Immigration, the refugee issue, and Islamophobia are petty issues, which are sucking up all our energies and distracting from the real issue. The oligarchy of tax-forgiven 1% and their trillions stashed in offshore banking units is the real issue. This money can pay our national debt many times over. We do not have to work at minimum wage and three jobs to make ends meet. America can easily afford free healthcare and free education. There will be no danger of Social Security going bankrupt or veterans going homeless. These corrupt, self-serving politicians would not do it, since they can't afford to annoy their masters. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.